Good morning, everyone. It's a fairly quiet day of news today. The two big developments in the overnight, both the Bank of Japan and NVIDIA's GTC conference, basically came in line with expectations, so there was nothing surprising there. So you may be asking yourselves, well, why is NVIDIA down 2.5%? Why is the yen falling? Well, a lot of it is that a lot of this news was already sort of priced into markets. At the meeting last night, the Bank of Japan finally decided to exit this the policy stance of negative interest rates and yield curve control. But it is doing so at a time that, or at a moment where Japanese growth is flailing a little bit and inflation is not assured to be spiking. So consequently, even though ending accommodative policy is by its nature tightening policy, the central bank indicated that going forward, it will, quote, will patiently continue with monetary easing and will not hesitate to take additional easing measures if necessary. So in other words, the time for negative interest rates has ended, but that may not mean that the economy is ready for higher rates. So the reaction to the Bank of Japan's meeting was rather dovish, we could say. The yen has traded slightly off in the news and Japanese equities have rallied on the news. Let's then switch over to NVIDIA. NVIDIA held its GTC 2024 keynote yesterday, and there will be further comments today, so be on the lookout for that. Overall, I could tell you that the keynote basically told us that NVIDIA's position as a key enabler here is quite strong, solidified, and somewhat assured. They unveiled their next generation Blackwell chip, which was largely expected. They basically have a unique ability to innovate at the data center scale, as opposed to at the GPU or chip level even. And what we're seeing is that their large ecosystem and the breadth of both its customer and partner engagements, and ultimately their pole position as the key enabler there, is really going to allow them to build out or be a key leader in the generative AI infrastructure. So the stock is selling off because a lot of this good news is priced in. I would like to point out that Goldman Sachs this morning increased their price target on NVIDIA up to $1,000, up from $875 per share where it was prior to. Again, we didn't receive a lot of groundbreaking information. A lot of this good news was somewhat expected and priced in, hence why you're seeing the stock pull back a bit. This could be an opportunity for some of you who have been trying to get on the NVIDIA train for a while to potentially get on if you're looking to do so. Because like I said, most of the good news that came out yesterday was quite good and expected. So as I've mentioned to you guys in the past, NVIDIA has been causally driving market performance. So the fact that it is down is not surprising that it is putting weight on the major like indices here in the United States, especially the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Look for NVIDIA to lead market gains. If the stock does turn around, let's say, during the 11:30 a.m. Conference, you could see the market turn around right with it. If the stock takes a further dip, it'll likely drag the market down with it. It's rather simple right now, as NVIDIA is a big causal driver of market performance, both on the upside and downside in the United States. Pass it back to you guys.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión Latam, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these eight operating businesses make up Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com /disclosures/ or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov.